Blog Talk Radio.
Church, preach, any man. Y'all have on church radio. This your boy G God, the governor. We popping game. Came on a little late, 10 minutes late, but I'm here better than anything, man. You know, hey, man, we've been having a hell of a month this month, man. You know what I mean? Me, the players, everybody, man, we putting some strength and some unity in a situation that took in a downfall, you know what I mean? But we here, don't go nowhere, we'll be back.
I'd rather smoke a blunt and chill with my feet. Yes, certified trap, so there is no equal. President Vic, and they cannot impeach ya. Even with extended arms, you cannot reach ya. My peace is around me, soaking up what I teach ya. She's so fine, so forever loyal music. UPS, NFL, let's do it. All I ever heard of is just hiring what they finna do. Got a few goons, they ain't feeling like you would. What happens when my dudes let them bullets in? Show up at your crib, no shirt like bulletproof. I'm stopping, yeah, to get it how I live. Cause that is sacrifice, really all I got to give. I'll make mama looking for me to do something real big. Go make mama, I got to play with your boy about to get.
Waiting for the day you take me and I'm ready to go.
boss lady. My GPS undisputed. Call it
top pick. Nigga. Number two. First round pick. Undisputed 10 squad. Nigga. Top pick.
Church, preach, and amen. This your boy, G-Gug, Governor. Y'all live on Church Radio, the loudest internet radio station, man, that it is out, man, on some real shit, man. Hey, and we can at least say that we the realest. You know what I'm saying? Real news, real shit. Nigga, you call in our radio station, you're going to get real answers and real shit. You know what I mean? This is what it is, man, so... You know what I mean? For all y'all out there, man, just let y'all know. Y'all is live on Church Radio. I'm actually going live on Facebook right now, too, at the same time, simultaneously. You know what I mean? I said, fuck it, maybe I might do 10, 15 minutes on the internet. But we got a live topic today, man. We're going to finish off our discussion about the human trafficking. You know what I mean? And it's cold because... we was talking about the same subject with Snooki. I was talking with Snooki on the line, and we was talking about human trafficking and the laws and the time that they giving out, man. You know what I mean? And that was our discussion Friday, but we had set it up for a 15-minute show, and it got cut short. You know what I mean? But for y'all that's on my YouTube. That's on my Facebook, I'm sorry. Everybody that's on my Facebook, y'all can actually go to Blog Talk Radio, and it's Church Radio, and you can actually hear this live online, too. And also, I do have it posted up on YouTube, too, live on YouTube. But it's usually a day late, but not usually, but it is a day late. But so y'all that know, right now, everything that we're seeing is live on the radio. That's the number you can call in. Topic today is human trafficking, the laws, and the time that surrounds it. Y'all can call in and weigh in on your point. There will be times where I'll have to play music in between. So y'all here on Facebook, gotta bear with us. You dig? Amen. So hey, for all y'all to know, this is Church Radio. It stands for CHUCA, stands for Can't Hate You, Change Haters. That's what it means, man. You know what I mean? That's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't do no hating over here, man. We just change the hater. So if a hater got his own hater opinion, man, we want to change the hater thought. You know what I'm saying? Need the name. It's Church Radio, CHUCH. It's on Blog Talk Radio, and that's where I'm going live right now. You can, but you know, I'm gonna be on here for 10, 15 minutes. I just thought I'd log on to Facebook Live. You know what I'm saying, for a second. You know, but today's topic, man, y'all can call in and weigh in. Today's topic is the human trafficking. We also gonna talk about the laws, and we also wanna talk about the time. The reason why I'm having this discussion, and I think it is a good discussion, because there's a lot of people that in the game that, you know, they don't learn the laws of the game that they playing. You know what I mean? And you better believe, and you have to understand, every corporation that is created, corporations are created in the guidelines of laws. So meaning they function. Some of them, some corporations don't break the law, but they bend it. They right on the edge of the law. And they be barely breaking the law. But that's the benefit if when you out here and you handling business and you doing things, is knowing what you're doing so you know how to handle yourself when you out here. And that way, when you fall in the hands of these people, you don't end up with 330 years like the gentleman did in Arizona. Or you end up with 50 years like my partner, Pete Child, out of Chicago. You know what I mean? So you got cats that's in Bone out of California. He caught 50 years. He caught 50 years back in the early 2000s, you know. We're talking about law, game, the whole nine. You know what I mean? Just how a person need to be playing the game. You know what I mean? We're talking about the whole line of it. You know what I mean? And the only thing, I'm not a lawyer or nothing, But only thing I can do is give you my experiences, what I went through. I went through the federal system by me being the person that was in the game, playing the game, and they came and got me and everything. So only thing I can do is give you my input and what I've seen, how I was able to not be charged with pimping. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to know, man, go, how you didn't get charged with pimping? You was one of the biggest pimps in the country at the time. I did not get charged with pimping. And it was very carefully, and it's because it's the way that I handled my business way before they even came. You know, and people always tell you I've never been I'm not an abusive person. I don't, you know, beat on women and slap girls and, you know, contrary to what people would think about the game, but it's nothing about the beating and all that. You know, I'm not talking down on nobody that do. I'm just saying that in the game, that's not really what the game is about. You know what I mean? And so when you see a lot of these people, a lot of guys in the game beating, using, you know, physical, you know, abuse to control the girl, you're going to find yourself in the penitentiary. I can guarantee you that. And it's not like you beating up your wife and the police come and say, oh, you beat your wife up. Okay, you go to jail, domestic violence. Well, you know, it's a little bit more serious than this, you know. And so when you step into the game and you're dealing with girls that you feel like you got to beat up and fight and tussle with, you might need to think about finding different people to hang around with and do business with. Because if it, any business, if it's fighting going on, it can never be smooth business. So if you know, there's a lot of signs that I see that a lot of these dudes that when I hear about they shit, I'd be like, damn, so how you get caught? Well, you can kind of hear how he got caught in the beginning when he first say it, when they start to tell you the story. You know what I mean? So, you know, and you wonder why a lot of the veterans is still on the street and a lot of these young guys is locked up. Well, y'all just getting in something that y'all don't understand. And y'all getting in at a time where laws are changing now, contrary to when I was in, which my uncle put Chief Page on. That's true. And a lot of guys is getting in the game where the laws are changing. Well, here it is. You got a lot of guys that was in the game in the 80s and the 70s and the 90s that's still around, such as myself, that was still around from the 90s. So I was able to watch the game take a turn. I watched the game take a turn because I was able to be in it from there and to there. And I'm saying that to say is that when you got a lot of guys that are getting on the internet and they seeing the pimping on the internet and they seeing it the lifestyle is good, you know, it's almost like being a rapper. Most people, niggas want to be rappers now, but why? Because rappers make a lot of money. They glorify and glamorize the rap game. And it's the same thing with the pimping. When you see the glamour of the game, it causes a lot of people to want to jump in it. And at this time and day and age, it's not the good time, and I'm telling you, I heard Ken say it, you know, and it's true. This is not the good time to be jumping in this type of thing. You know, it's like the stock market. Now the game ain't the same no more. It's like the stock market. There is times that you can jump into the stock market and win, and then there's times that you just can't jump in the game. You can't jump into the stock market because there's a great chance you're going to lose. That's how this game is. This is not a game at this, and it's sad to say, this is not a game to be getting in at this present time. Because you have to learn too much to be able to stay within the law and to be able to pursue. That's right. And a lot of people do look at this game, and they do look at it and they say, damn, it's easy. It ain't hard. You know, but it's not easy no more. You know, you used to be to sit in front of the police and say, yeah, I'm pimping, and have your girls on the side, and the police couldn't do nothing to you. It's not like that anymore. The whole game has changed. And the reason why the game has changed, because the laws has changed, and y'all getting into it at a time where they smashing people, giving you years. And this is why you're seeing so much trickery going on to where they trying to bust. That's right. They look at the glamour. That's right. Some nice church. David Williams Church. Hey, man, for all y'all don't know, man, we is live on church radio. You know, this is your boy G-Gud, the governor. I know I get deep in the conversation when I be chopping it up, but I'm definitely going to play some of the songs from my men. And I'm going to hit that Fly God Local, I'm All Right, and I'm going to be right back, church.
Let's get it. What the streets been waiting for, man? It's just a warning, man. This ain't even my tape. Just let you niggas know I'm coming.
No days off, shorty on his grandma. This shit too easy, I can do it with my ass closed. Just bought a bezel and that bitches be on Shammo. So I be ballin' like it's Katie at the land. Oh yeah, these niggas better not disrespect. Let they wanna hear the fucking sound of this fucking tape. Black, I be running through that jungle, send them lions at your neck. And my whole team be gorillas, we don't need no fucking vet. If a nigga sneak, this team we gon' put his ass in check. When I shoot, I never miss, so pussy better wear a vest. You either ran or you die, nothing more, nothing less. About to take over the game, so it's motherfucker rest. I'm a demon on this beat, they say I write like I'm possessed. About to call my nigga Diddy, put these tats all on my top. And my daddy said, kill him. My nigga Nate, you talking money, then I'm rancid. Like, yeah, tell me shut, we got these pussy niggas tied. They claim they bout that life, but all them pussy niggas lying. I'm a boss, nigga, stop with that talk, nigga. My team been winning, we ain't never took a loss, nigga. Run up on me and they'll be tracing you with chalk, nigga. We throwing shots, you catch them hoes like Randy Moss, nigga. Long as my squad right, then I'm alright. Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. I'm alright. Long as the trunk shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything. Bitches, family over everything. I've been alright. I'm screaming, fuck the world with a bloody condom. The only thing I got, my boss word in my fucking Bible. So Lord, forgive me if I ever have to clap a rival. I'm coming for that title. They told me I wasn't gonna be shit, but I'm my niggas idol. And we coming, I swear to God that we coming. We building it off from nothing. Turn nothing into something. Turn something to a million. Turn a million to a hundred. Make them boys see so they stomach when I slide through. Hoes waiting land like a drive through. Niggas think they taking over. Look right behind you. Bottles in the air. All my niggas celebrating. They be like, why you celebrating, nigga? Cause I'm separating all that real from the fake. And the friends from the snake. Put my niggas to a time. Took their case and he ain't break. Get out the hood no matter what it takes. Load my 30 clip with balls and shoot until my fingers ache. Squad. Long as my squad right, then I'm alright. Long as my babies eat, then I'm alright. Long as my family good, then I'm alright. Long as that slab packed, then I'm alright. Long as the trunk shot, then I'm alright. Long as my niggas good, then I'm alright. Cause I love that more than anything. Bitches, family over.
Church, preach, ain't it, man? Y'all live on church radio. This your boy, G-Gud, the governor. King Hate, you change haters, man. We got a topic today, human trafficking, the law, the time. I mean, we chopping it about the whole nine. And, you know, hey, man, I know this my radio shows that go up on Google. Niggas can Google it and look at it. But I really, it's good for niggas that's around jumping in this shit, be able to get this type of shit, because this is the game that niggas don't hear. It's too late. You know what I mean? That's almost like even in the drug game. A nigga, when you're young, a nigga give you all the dope bags it is in the world, but they don't tell you what's going to happen when the police get you. That's what you got to find out on your own. We as peace should be custodian. That's right, church. And by the time we get wrapped up in the situation, we feel like what's going on. And that's even with a lot of these dudes out here, man. And I'm telling you, I'm being straight up honest with you. You can listen to all the greatest P's in the game. You know, from the oldest to the youngest. But I'm going to tell you like this. You ain't nothing going to save you Can't nobody save you, give you the best game when the folks put their hands on you. So it's always best to listen to what I'm saying. When I say honestly, this is the worst time to get in a game like this. This is the worst time. This is not the time to deal with the game as such. I can promise you that. It's a lot more better things that I can do out there that can definitely give him a longer jeopardy and solidarity in his life than jumping in something. This game is so far gone, and the rules is changing by days. You know, and I'm saying this to the youngsters that's getting out there that's trying to jump in and put their feet down in this shit. Man, I'm telling y'all for real. Y'all got to go back to school. Y'all got to go to school. Y'all got to go to school. I mean, I know y'all might hate to hear G. Good saying it, because y'all feel like, man, G. Good, wow, you know, that's bullshit. I just got to keep it real with you. You know what I mean? And all the fathers out there that's on the radio show, we got to force our kids. We got to stand up and move these kids in a different direction. We got to put them in school. We got to make – and all this – look. I know. All in at a time like this, I really don't even want to say no shit like this, but I got to say it. But for real, quit telling your kids, teaching our children to say fuck the police. Quit teaching them that bullshit. Now, I'm gonna tell you why I want y'all to quit teaching your kids this shit, right? Okay. We all know the only way to stop your oppressor is to become your oppressor. Okay. If we not becoming police, we are going to continuously be beat up by police. If we don't become prosecutors, we're going to continuously be prosecuted unjustly. Same thing with being a judge. We got to move our children in these directions of where they are controlling us at. That's how they controlling us. They controlling us by what? Laws. Who enforces them? The police. You teach your kids. That's why they let shit go fly. Oh, fuck the police. Okay, fuck the police. Fuck the police. No, fuck that. Don't say fuck the police. Teach your kids to become the police. So that way we can bring down some of this police brutality. Ain't no way in the world if somebody got a gun pointed at you, how are you going to beat him with that gun? Wait till he snooze. You might be waiting a goddamn year. Don't fuck waiting until he snooze. Fuck it. Become him. Become that man with the gun. Become that prosecutor. Become that judge. I'm not going to start with you. I'm embedded in my kid's head. My kids are embedded in my son's head. He told me that I want to be a federal judge. You motherfucking right. That's exactly what you better do. Be exactly that. And I'm going to stand behind you by all means necessary. If you think about it, think about all the people today that's in power. Look at Trump running for president. Did y'all do any research on Trump? His whole family was in the illegal crime. His daddy was. His grandfather was. All of them did something illegal. Look at the Kennedy family, the Clinton family. He flying drugs in over there in the private airport in Arkansas. So, what I'm saying is this is it's not the fact that what you did was illegal or you a street criminal and you said fuck the police. What they did was teach their kids differently, and they became powerful kids. Now they power. They in power today, and that's what we got to do. It's time to put our kids in power. Teach them in power. Do I believe in going through the educational system? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. But it's something called playing the game, okay? Play the game. They say education. We all know that's garbage, but we got to play the game. If we want to succeed further, we have to play the game. And sometimes when you play in a person's game, you can learn it till you beat them at their own game. So instead of us trying to become masters of the drug game, something that we have no control over when they put in, instead of becoming masters of the street game, teach our kids to become masters of the game that they've been using to control us. Study that. master that. That's what the Chinese did. They studied the American war style, the way we went to war. They studied us. That's how they beat us. They studied us. We had to go wild on them. But when you're studying somebody and you study their art of their success, you can become successful. Study it. Hey, man, but I don't want to get too far off the subject. I'll just be popular, man. You know, that's what it is when y'all live on church radio. Man. Hey, man, everybody out there, man, y'all stay with me, man. We ain't going nowhere. This your boy, G. Gov. We're going to Fresh Boy AT Mannequins. Tag me in if y'all know Fresh Boy out of Dallas, man.
I be dressing like the South of France. We ate it like I'm Dapper Dan.
You run the cash supported. I'm talking to donate to employment.
How I'm level in the blue note, $100 bill talking blue notes. Knock a yellow bitch named Stella.
I rock designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I rock designer like mannequins. Put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoes, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Been going through the struggle a long time. How about that whip with that Uzi? Ooh, I'll be looking important. 200K is important. I'm thugging, don't need your employment. And I splash sauce on some 10 toes. Talking money, baby, that's the combo. And I spill sauce on your silicone. Pop me your Addy and I love it. I'm popping them pills and I love it. And I carry K, I'm the boogeyman. First party, yeah, I'm the trigger man. Catch you where you stay, at your granny house. Put a grenade in your granny mouth. I've been looking like I'm South of France. Went 80s like I'm Dapper Dan. Harold Melvin in the blue note. $100 bill talking blue notes. We in it, bitch, get it poppin'. The reason your bitch peep-pop. Selling pussy from a minivan. Pink furs talking killer cam. If I front you something, yeah, you owe me. Don't give a lovely fuck, bitch, I'm petty.
I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I'm fucking your hoe, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important.
Who the baddest bitch? I'm a finder. I'm a winder down the end of designer. I'm a red bottle and a cunner. And turn around and tell her I don't want her. Money counter, love my money counter. Hit the block and I apply pressure. 25 lighters on the dresser.
25 lighters on the dresser.
I done went and got a pet leopard. Mac a yellow bitch named Stella. Put my niggas on, put my nigga on. I just wanna see him doing better. Holla at my brother from a letter. Told him I'm finna shock the world. Told him I'm finna blast off. But that little nigga rap your ass off. I was thinking moving cracker sauce. I was thinking jet like my pop. Had to rearrange my mind frame. Waited patience till my time came. Now I pull up with something sweet. Push button start, don't need a key. Started from a shooter to a boss. Vow to never ever take a loss.
I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important. My kids, my family important. I'm rocking designer like mannequins. I put on designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I step out designer like mannequins. I fuck on your hoe, she so mannish. But none of these hoes important. All of my money important.
Yeah,
my kids, my family important.
Do your thing.
Church, amen. We back. This is your boy G Gov. Y'all live on Church Radio. Amen. Go to Church Radio on YouTube, Church Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Also, go to G Gov the Governor on Instagram. Follow my gram. That's where I'm at. You dig? Amen. But, yeah, man, all them hearts. Man, can we turn them hearts into $100 bills? Hey, I want to turn them hearts into $100 bills. Can we turn them into $100 bills? Huh? Give me some more hearts if we can turn them into $100 bills. For real. Hey, man, look, man, all y'all out there, that's like I said, man, y'all, you know, and the reason why I'm having this topic, I was in Denver, Colorado, about a year ago, and I was inside of the one of the dispensaries getting some drugs. And this is a real talk. This is why I'm having this conversation. And I was on the inside. I ain't been there. You might think I'm prayer. But get in my inbox. Let's chop it up. Hey, look. I'm in Denver and I'm in the dispensary. And my nigga Wayne Good was outside, and there was a bunch of youngsters outside, and they was kind of waiting on me to come out so they could see me. And when I came out, you know, they coming around like, yeah, you know, this governor. And one dude was like, who is he? And dude was like, man, y'all know who this is? This G Gov, nigga. This is like one of the biggest pimps, man. You know what I mean? And I looked at the youngster, and he had to have been about maybe 18 years old. And I looked at him, and although, you know, it was a flattering feeling that, you know, these youngsters, you know, they recognized me and respected who I was. But it also tore me down on the inside, too, because it was like, wow, these youngsters are growing up. And they're learning, they're finding out about me, and they're looking up to me, but I'm a pimp. You know, that's what I'm thinking, like, you know, and that's when I knew then. I said, man, you know, I gotta give out a better message than what I'm giving out. If that's what these youngsters are watching me, if they're looking at me, it's time for me to start delivering better messages to them. You know, contrary to my lifestyle, who cares about my lifestyle? Fuck my lifestyle. You know, because sometimes you can live your life and teach others better through your life. And if you're not teaching others better off your life, then you're a piece of shit. I mean, period. I mean, if you're a D-boy and you're not teaching a nigga, like, look, my nigga, if you can do something better. I'm drowning in this, and support somebody to do something better than what you're doing, you're a piece of shit. You're nothing. You know what I mean? And that's why I've always been like a positive dude to people, even certain chicks. I meet certain girls, and I talk to them, and they, well, you know, you don't need to be in the game. You need to go back to school, and you need to do this and this and this with your life. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't invite everybody into your life or into your lifestyle or what you're doing. If you're selling drugs or if you're bank robbing or whatever you're doing, you can't just invite anybody into your lifestyle because they see it as an appealing lifestyle. I mean, there's a lot of things that you see as appealing. You can just learn about them. You can teach people about them and let them go on about their business without having I can't say destroy, but bring a person down your path. You know what I mean? Because your life ain't for everybody to live. My life ain't. I wasn't a good drug dealer. I mean, shit, I tried to sell fucking crack. I'm honestly not a good drug dealer. I was the most horrible drug dealer. You know me, Dojo Pure. I'm the same motherfucker. October 22nd, I'm gonna try to make it all black party. Man, come on, I gotta try to make that one, man. For real, gotta try to make that. I'm gonna check into it for real. Yeah, you know, but we can't. I was a bad drug dealer, man. I tried to sell drugs, man. I got caught the fucking second day, man. I'm the most worst drug dealer ever. So now I learned my lesson. I ain't sold drugs over 20 years. I wouldn't touch this shit, man. You know, I was a youngster. I was a bullshit. Hey, look, I bought drugs and got caught the next day. Not a week, the next day. My first customers. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't never been a good one. Hey, yeah, you know, and that's why we all got to do what fit us. We got to live. We got the lifestyle we live. You got to live what fits you. You can't follow people's lifestyles. You can't go to the internet and see pimps on the internet and say, "Oh, I want to be a pimp because this nigga pimping," or "Oh, I want to be a drug dealer because nigga drugging." I want to be a rapper. You got to really dig into yourself and find out what really fits you. You know what I mean? You got to really get into yourself. A lot of people don't do that until they get old. You know what I mean? And before you know it, their life is over with. But you got to really dig into yourself and say, man, what am I great at? What am I good at? And let me reach that. You know what I mean? This internet shit, this shit's so flugazy, man. Nigga can be a rich motherfucker on the internet. Let me tell you, I tell you like this. Since they came up with Facebook Live, how many niggas go live on Facebook and actually show you shit now? Now, you had all that big talk, all them big memes, all them big dollars, big bills, but now you can go live on this joint now. Now we can really see what you living like. Now we can really see the whips and the cars and the homes and things. It's live. So that's how just as many people that won't go live on this motherfucker, that's the bullshit you got to reel. Church, for real. JoJo, P.I., church, Burrell, church. Amen, for real. The man that turned me out to the game, his son on here, man. Love you, Burrell. Love you, JoJo. Real players, man, tuning in, Jack. Y'all on church radio, for real, live. Let me take a sip. I need me some grapes. Amen. Shout out to my nigga Nino Brown, man, for real. Great. Hey, man, y'all on church radio, man. Bobby Jenkins. That's right. Hey, man, don't go nowhere. I'm going to play some music for the people that is live online. We got 13 minutes left for the show, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm just going to bump one real quick. Some of my shit. Jerks. Hey, man, we playing G by the Government. Lose My Cool, you dig? Church.
You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool, on the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas.
Let me wipe my mouth, I got some real-life shit I'm about to preach about. You fake ass niggas, y'all playing with the game. You new breed track stars, y'all ass is lame. Let me give y'all a double dose of the game. Some meat tenderizer, let it soak in the brain. At 27, a half a meal on the whips. Ice rocked up, we don't invest in them chips. Big boy nigga, you ain't chunky like this. Heavyweight or sucky, see the rocks in the wrist. Sumo, well let me buy your whole family and donate your body parts to humane anatomy. Fuckin' with the glove, I'll remove your whole canopy. Leave your body opposite, no need for an autopsy. Please get your cool straight before I act a fool, nigga. Come at you straight when I use the tool, nigga.
On the cool, on you niggas. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. On the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas.
Uh-huh.
On the cool,
yeah.
On the cool. You gon' gon' make me look like
somebody
cool.
Somebody take my temperature, I'm hot as hell. For real, my nigga, I'm just feeling myself. A hood representative, true pimp, all swagged out. No pin sagging, we salute when we all out. G-Gov, the governor, president, and Prince Fang. Undisputed, incorporated, he is so big game. A-Town, Dollar Bill, K-Ro, they fam too. We all on the mission, let's make it do what it damn do. Laying you a damn fool for making me lose my damn cool. I'm trying to stay cordial, but I'm dealing with a damn fool. Wrapped up in his own mind, feeling he gon' take mine. Fuck it while you at it, he a nigga,
you
damn
gon' make me lose my cool, no, you niggas on the cool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas on the cool, on the cool. And you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas. When it come to that money, nigga, you know I act the fool. You gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas on the cool, on the cool. If you gon' make me lose my cool on you niggas.
Church, ain't it, man? Y'all live on church radio. This your boy G Gov, the governor. And we keeping it cracking and keeping it popping, man. We got 9 minutes left of the show, man. Hey, man, listen, man, we just chopped it up a little bit of touch bases about human trafficking and the laws of the time, man. Listen, man, y'all players, y'all getting online, and y'all looking at these boys having money, getting money, playing the game, man. Don't just look at that. Google, read the laws on it. See what they're doing on it. You feel what I'm saying? We don't get a chance to see a lot of things, you know, and they putting the tag on a lot of niggas. I'm going to tell y'all, a lot of these niggas ain't pimps, too. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all might be mad, but y'all can be mad as y'all want to. Y'all can throw a rock at me when you see me. You know, Keita Bentley, I don't know what the hell you're going to do, man. I'm going to tell you, y'all is not no pimping, man. Y'all is not no fucking pimping. Because what? Ain't no pimps in this penitentiary. You go to jail for mispimping. You don't go to jail for no motherfucking pimping, man. You know what I mean? You go, I have a question. Go on, ask me. Go on, ask the question. We live. Go on, ask it. What up, A-Town, what's popping around that, man? Church, anybody got some questions, you can ask them right now. I asked them, got the last 7-8 minutes of the show. Y'all can ask them whatever question, ask them right now. Ask away where I'm at, man. Come on. What you doing, A-Town? Man, I would y'all want to hear a sneak peek of this new song, man? I'm going to let y'all hear a sneak peek of it real quick. Tell me what y'all think, man. So if someone tells lures on me, should I blast them or let them ride? Clarify what the L-U-R-E-S mean. Tell lies on you? Should you blast them? It depends, man. I'm going to be for real with you. Let me be honest with you, okay? Certain situations I don't even give. Be for real with you. A lot of situations, I hear a lot of shit, man. You know, when people gonna talk about you when you doing something, people when you mashing and you getting in and you living the way you live, and you gonna have haters, man. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So people gonna talk. Me personally, I don't really respond to a lot of people because I'm so busy doing my thing. I don't really have time to respond. You know what I mean? When you're too busy getting money and handling your business. It's just certain tags, you know what I mean, that you just got to address. If somebody called me a rat or shit, I got to address that. That's got to be addressed. You can call me old. You can say whatever you want to say. Call G Gov, broke, fake. I mean, nigga ain't pimping. You can say whatever you want. I ain't tripping about none of that. It's just certain things, man, that I'm going to stand in honor with. My name is a motherfucker, man. You know, your name is Let me tell you something. I would rather be flat broke with a good name than be a multimillionaire with a bullshit name. Okay? That's how I feel. Yeah, you can say whatever you want to. Don't call no all that rap, snitch, informant, all that, all them games like that. Them games there, it's for a sucker. Them sucker games. You know, one thing about real niggas, we don't even talk about snitching and ratting and all that. Real niggas don't even talk about that shit. And that's a sucker niggas conversation, you know what I'm saying? You did James Richardson, you good, you keep doing the shit, some motherfucker. That's right. You already know. Check this out, man. Quick little sneak peek of this motherfucker song. Nigga, cut it up for me and Ken. It's a Kiko diss. You did. Hey, y'all hear it? If you can hear it, go thumbs up. If you can hear it, give me some thumbs up. All right, man, this is a Kiko diss, live on Church Radio. That's right. Hey, this is a Kiko diss, man.
I know you was bitch the first time I met you, NY. I know you was bitch. What kind of boy, nigga, tip again with cords and shit? As they get mad, try to argue it. You said you'd rather go to old school, brush your mouth, long branch, claim you got me, you ain't got you. I'm a podcast, no one gets to beat. Nigga, shy, got to put it. How you still finish? I'm just gonna get you, know the shot's gonna get you hurt. Kills my friend, you know the shot's gonna get you murdered. Yeah, no trip, I got some genies that put it work. So I'm still tripping, little pretty pretty fuck to the left. The good smoking words of both kids going up.
I'm God.
Rico, man, I love my Memphis niggas, man. For real, man.
Hey man, we've been playing across the country, man, together, man. It's been for over 15 years now. Players, man. Real live niggas, man. Stand up niggas. for real, man. Stand up niggas. Straight up, for real, man. Hey, Young Rico, Cotton said what it do. Man, y'all on church radio. Hey man, I think I might do this. I might just so do this so many times. Church, salute right back, for real. But, hey, that's what's so cold about this, man. Guess what, man? I can stand up, too. Can't come at me, man. Think I can't stand up, man. It's the end of church radio. Everybody out there, man, appreciate y'all for tuning in. Church.